فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Hello, good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio. In today's episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please stay tuned. In Nahj al-Balagha, it is narrated, Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was seated, and his companions had gathered around him. A beautiful woman passed by them. Some of the companions cast their eyes upon her and stared at this woman. Amir al-Mu'minin, while their gazes were still lowered, began to advise them. He said, Now look at the wisdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his words and look out his wisdom. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam said, The eyes of a person sometimes become rebellious. O Muslims, O good Shia of the world, whenever your eyes rebel, know that your hearts will also rebel. Indeed, that is the cause of their attachment. Whenever a person's eyes rebel, the heart rebels. In a famous Persian poem also we read, From the hand of the eye and the heart both cry out. For whatever the eye sees, the heart remembers. I will forge a dagger with a steel tip and strike it on the eye so that the heart may become free.
اگر دیده طغیان کرد دل طغیان میکنه اگر دل طغیان کرد آدم به حرام میفته
If the eye rebels the heart rebels If the heart rebels a person falls into the forbidden or haram Amir al-Mu'minin said Whenever your heart rebels quench this rebellion of the heart with the lawful so that you do not fall into the forbidden and know that there is no pleasure in the forbidden greater than what exists in the lawful. There is no pleasure greater than the lawful in the forbidden. He says, a Kharijite, and these Kharijites, as you know, were deluded people who accused Amir al-Mu'minin of disbelief and polytheism them. They accused him, God forbid, of having left their religion. A Kharijite was passing by from one side and began to praise the wisdom of Amir al-Mu'minin, but at the same time said, May God curse him. What a disbeliever, yet how learned. Forgive this expression. I want to translate it so you understand what he said. This Kharija said, We have never seen a disbeliever so learned with such wisdom, explaining matters so precisely, speaking so beautifully. This was the wrong understanding of a Kharijite about Imam Ali alayhi salam, but still claiming and confessing to the wisdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, for staying tuned with the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all, and goodbye.